You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report time. Speaking of kids going back to school, DPS went back to school this week. And a local TV station has reported that the DPS district has seen a whopping 73% increase in teacher absenteeism over the last couple of years, to which I say, who can blame them?
Put some air conditioning in your buildings, first of all.
73% increase in absenteeism. Wow.
All right. Where are they all going? What are they doing?
They're just getting the hell out, I guess. Yeah. At the Democratic National Convention last night, several big names spoke to the crowd, including former President Bill Clinton, vice presidential candidate Tim Walz, and Colorado's governor Jared Polis got on stage, where he proceeded to sing a couple of seconds of a Taylor Swift song during his speech.
I didn't see that. Yeah. Why did he do that?
He was, you'd have to see the little clip. It just a couple of seconds of it, so that was cute. Anyway, tonight is the big acceptance speech from Kamala Harris, and then that will wrap up the convention. And then we roll up our sleeves, Jeremy, and everybody gets ready for a couple of more months of
duking it out, huh?
And yeah, name calling and everything else. And then we finally, finally will be done in, let's see, September, October, what, 2.5 months. It'll all be over.
Thank God.
What does it take to be considered wealthy? Now, obviously, there are a bunch of, you know, metrics that you can use. You know, your quality of life, your happiness, you know, your family's health, blah, blah, blah. You can be wealthy in a lot of ways. But if you're going to do it the traditional way and just count dollar bills, they surveyed thousands of Americans and they said, how much money do you need? I guess this would be like a net worth in order to be considered wealthy. A couple of years ago, that number was $2.2 million. Today, it is $2.5 million. So that's what you need to be considered wealthy.
Start socking it up, you guys.
That's right. That's right.
Do your best.
Start early. Start early.
But I'm 55, Dom. No.
I know. Well,
I should have started early.
Yeah. You know, it's almost, I would say it's one of the top three things a parent can do for a child.
Yep.
Besides, you know, leading them down the right path to be a good person and all that. But I think one of the top three things you can do is instill in them the importance of putting money aside and investing and all of that when you're young, young, young.
My parents made me open my Roth IRA as soon as I got all my gift money for graduating high school.
Perfect.
I got like $2,000 or $3,000 and they made me put it all into that account, like right off the bat. Yeah. This is what we're doing.
That's so cool, and I just wish more parents would do that, and I know it's some... Well, let's stop preaching about it. All right, what else? Interesting story that's out about whether or not Americans are adventurous. And again, it's like the wealthy thing. You can define adventure a lot of different ways. But they asked people what would be the perfect age to go on an adventure. And what people came up with was the age of 42.
Okay, why?
I don't know why.
Oh.
They say our sense of adventure does continue as we reach middle age. And when you start getting into your middle 40s or whatever, you're at middle age, basically, if you're basing it on lifespan. Americans say their life can be boring. The average person fantasizes about going on an adventure 4 times a day.
A day?
But I don't know. Again, it's like, what do you define as an adventure?
Like throwing on a backpack and going.
Yeah, so I saw this story, Jer, and I sat down and I tried to think of, like, what would be the pure... I do not have any regrets about that. I feel like I have done a lot of adventures compared to the average person as far as... Because I don't count just going on vacation as an adventure. But, I mean, just a real adventure. I feel like I've done a good half dozen big adventures. And that's more than probably most people. So I feel very fortunate. But if people are fantasizing about it, damn, what would it take for them to actually get off their butt and go do one adventure?
Right. Pull the trigger on something.
Something.
Get out of your daily routine and do it.
Says half of people would be okay with a simple adventure as long as it is outside of that rut and makes people appreciate life a little bit more. I don't know. It's one of those things that people just talk about but don't do, and I kind of wish more people would do it. All right, and then lastly, this is a kind of a funny story. You know how we will occasionally see concerts held at Coors Field? Like, did Billy Joel just played Coors Field again, didn't he?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Well, in Hotlanta, they decided to turn their baseball stadium there for the Atlanta Braves over to Luke Bryan and proceeded to basically ruin the outfield. And the season is still going on. So now they've like been scrambling, trying to fix the grass out in the outfield because this concert basically just tore it all up.
All those boots digging in.
I think that might be it.
That's what it was.
All that chew that was spit onto the grass and everything.
Jeez.
Yeehaw! They brought in cows. Cows took a dump all over the outfield.
There was goats out there and everything.
Oh, what else is trending?
Our sponsor, Efficient Comfort. They can upgrade your heating and cooling systems, reduce your monthly utility bills, and get you several tax credits and rebates on all that new equipment. You can book online and learn more at efficientcomfortco.com. Well, I guess Starbucks is officially giving us permission to put on your flannels and your Uggs and maybe go wander around a corn maze, maybe, because the pumpkin spice latte officially returns today, you guys. The earliest they've ever brought it back. It's a full month before fall really starts on September 22nd. And it turns 21 this year, so the PSL has been around for a long, long time, but it's a little early, I think.
Do you drink them?
I don't. I really don't.
The survey shows 2/3 of people don't drink them, so it's much ado about something that only 1/3 of people ever like.
Maybe. There's just so many pumpkin spice options on everything anymore that it's kind of lost its sizzle. They do have a new drink that has an incredibly long name. It's called the Iced Apple Crisp Non-Dairy Cream Chai. Woo! Add a venti in front of that. End with a no whip. That's a long...
How many pumps?
I know.
What's the price tag on that? What's the price
That's
tag on
that? Probably an $8 drink.
Grande or tall. I don't know what the size.
They've got
What's
a little
the size on a large PSL.
Probably $6-7 now. They've got a new fruity tea drink that I've had a couple times, and it's like $7. I don't get it very often, but yeah, they're pricey. Richard Simmons' cause of death has been revealed for anybody that cares. His brother Lenny Simmons, issued a statement yesterday saying it was, quote, accidental due to complications from recent falls and heart disease as a contributing factor.
Oh,
and I think
man,
we talked about
bad.
That. He had fallen like the day before or something like that. So there's the definitive statement on that. Victoria Beckham, Posh Spice, is set to star in her own Netflix docuseries chronicling her evolution from Spice Girl fame in the 90s to her current fashion mogul status. It's going to be produced by David Beckham's company, and it'll showcase Victoria's journey to build her fashion empire.
All right.
This is my calling. You going to watch that?
No.
I heard the last one on there with both of them, I don't know if it was strictly a David Beckham thing or just the Beckhams, was actually really good. I didn't sit down and watch it, but I've had a few people tell me that it was actually a pretty cool look into their life, you know, how billionaires roll. But
right.
I don't know, Posh is my favorite. Maybe I'll watch it. Speaking of concerts, a fan's special moment on stage with Macklemore.
Have a favorite Spice Girl. Hold on.
Well, there's five. You can choose them.
I know, but what makes one Spice Girl
look,
stand
attitude,
out?
Voice, style.
Really?
There's all sorts of. Posh was the best. Probably Posh, then Jerry, then Baby. And Sports Spice always came in last.
Okay.
Yeah. So a fan special moment on stage with Macklemore turned out to be much more than she expected because, according to a Facebook post, Slovakian police on their actual Facebook page says a young woman was so thrilled about singing with Macklemore on stage during a recent show that she forgot that she was wanted by police. So I guess she went on to social media and was bragging about her duet and what had happened with Macklemore on stage. The police just kind of stood around and waited for her to get off stage and arrested her.
That's great.
Whoops. As far as her crime, she was reportedly accused of not paying a fine after running shirtless during a football match in Slovakia in 2019. Where she was a staff member there. So she took her shirt off and ran around, and I guess that's frowned upon.
Oh.
And, yeah. Whoops.
Who cares?
Whoops. Hey, did you see that Chick-fil-A might be starting a streaming service?
I did, but I don't understand it.
Me either. The story here says they've been working with Hollywood studios and production companies to create content. I would be fine if it was just chicken sandwiches all day. Just pictures of streaming chicken sandwiches and nuggies all day long.
And their mac and cheese.
And you will probably want this device here if you get the Chick-fil-A streaming service. It's called MovieScent. It's a new device that releases real-time scents based on events and environments within the movies and TV shows and sporting events that you're watching. So it comes with a few preloaded scents: ocean, fresh cut grass, restaurant, which is kind of a weird one, forest, and storm. And then it spits out clean air, which is kind of a palate cleanser.
All right.
Like sniffing coffee after you've been sniffing perfumes.
Sure.
About $180, and they're going to be adding a bunch of different scents to it, like fire, jungle, zombie, new car. But can you imagine watching the Chick-fil-A channel and having that squirting out at you? Yes, I can. And one last thing here, Dom. A study found one major thing can make men live a little bit longer, and it's getting married. They tracked a buttload of people over several years and found men who were married or who got married during the study were twice as likely to age optimally compared to the dudes who stayed single. Optimally means no physical, mental, or emotional issues. They were happy into old age. Funny thing is they analyzed the women, and they didn't really have any additional health benefits.
Yeah, it was no benefit to a woman at all.
But dudes, it does us good, I guess, to get married. It's mostly because of the nagging, I think. Don't eat that. Don't smoke that. Don't drink that. And we live a little bit longer.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I posted a video from a vet's office today where somebody took their cat in last week. First of all, they found out that she was really a he while the cat was in there.
Oh.
And the cat freaked out, climbed up the walls, and jumped up into the AC ducts and then up into the ceiling. Now watch this, because the vet grabs the cat and he could have fully pulled that cat down. He let that cat go. I think he did it on purpose.
For the video?
Just to get the video. Watch it. He had the cat. He could have pulled it down. And also take a look at his ridiculous haircut. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.